If you believe the things that you hear in Christmas songs, then the holidays are one of the most wonderful times of the year. Yeah. Twinkling Christmas trees lining the streets. Aww. Everybody's living room smells like pine needles and stale eggnog.
No.
And Daddy says that that lipstick stain on his pants is from when he was adjusting the inflatable rooftop decoration. Rudolph. Decoration outside.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is, Daddy.
Rudolph always wore lipstick in our household. Yeah. It was weird. It's supposed to be one of the most holly jolly seasons of all, but all it takes is one tiny little mishap to turn your entire Christmas into a living nightmare. And recently, a survey asked people all over the country to share their funniest Christmas disaster stories.
I feel like it's like funniest / saddest.
And what better way to get into the holiday spirit than to go over some of the top answers from that survey? Number 7 says, I was hosting a Christmas party at my house when in the middle of the party, one of my guests felt nauseous and couldn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Oh no.
So the champagne punch came back up all over my carpeting. And to make matters worse, the sight and smell of somebody else puking made another guest vomit.
Yeah.
On a different portion of the carpet. And another guest after that. And as a holiday gift, they all rented me a steam cleaner.
Oh my God.
Everybody's puking all over your carpet.
As a holiday gift, get the person a new carpet, man. That is so gross.
Or just leave and never talk to them again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ghost you for the holidays. Yeah. Goodbye. Number 6 says, our worst Christmas was probably the time our Christmas tree, unbeknownst to anybody, had a massive spider egg hidden inside the branches.
That's kind of my worst fear.
We finally noticed it on Christmas morning while opening presents, and my dad tried to get rid of it, but he accidentally broke the egg, causing thousands of baby spiders to crawl out and scurry all over the tree.
No!
Ugh, getting chills just reading
what
that.
Nightmare!
The spiders went all over the presents and all over the house. Afterwards, we were finding little spiders for weeks.
Oh my God. I would call exterminator and go to a hotel.
At least they were little.
Those are Santa's little helpers.
Why didn't Dad just cut the branch off and take the whole branch outside?
Or set the whole tree on fire.
There you go.
That was another option, Jubal.
Number 5. One Christmas, my uncle discovered a large skunk in the garage. So the men came up with a genius plan to safely get rid of it by covering it with a beach towel so, quote, its stinky spray couldn't escape.
How is this a plan?
Yeah, that
stuff is powerful.
That's not the good plan, guys.
You're gonna put a beach towel. It's not going to help anything.
It goes on to say it failed miserably. The spray got everywhere. And all 25 of us spent that Christmas crammed in my grandparents' back guest room, farthest away from the garage. We had towels tied over our noses and ate crackers and jam while the Christmas meal sat cold on the table because it smelled so bad.
You can't eat anything.
Finally, Grandpa's just like, we could just let it rip all day. Nobody's going to be able to smell anything.
Nobody cares.
Over that.
I mess myself again. But this year, it's fine. It's a Christmas miracle. These are the funniest holiday disaster stories shared by people around the country. Number 4, it says, when I was a kid, my dad thought it would be cute as a Christmas surprise for my mom to install new crown molding and trim in the living room. So he woke up in the middle of the night to do it.
DIY
in the middle of the night. I feel like that would wake people up, but I don't know much about construction type stuff.
Or you were getting robbed.
Yeah.
What?
Let me just turn on the air compressor and the nail gun, guys.
It says that he didn't think about the bathroom on the other side of the wall, and he drilled a hole into a water pipe.
Oh, no.
The entire living room and kitchen flooded instantly, and we had to hire a plumber on Christmas Eve to come over and fix it.
And you know that was the most expensive plumber ever.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve? Oh.
I would have just ran back in bed and acted like I was asleep and be like, I don't know, Santa. I don't know what he was doing here. Was he trying to install a peephole in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's it. He's not welcome back.
And we're not doing Christmas ever again.
Nope. Done. We're now Jehovah's Witness. Number 3, last year, we went to my wife's childhood home for Christmas. On the second night there, my mother-in-law asked to speak with me privately and took me into the kitchen. She handed me an envelope, and she told me that her daughter's old room was not so soundproof. And she said she heard a lot of commotion in there the other night.
Uh-oh.
She asked us to try to keep it down, and in the envelope, condoms.
Oh, no!
I think that's kind of amazing. Hey, you know what? At least she's encouraging safe practices. Yeah. She's not asking you to stop. Just be a little bit smarter about the whole process.
And at least she didn't say, hey, can you do that a little louder?
Yeah.
Because I could only kind of hear it.
That would be worse.
It also says to add insult to injury, they were extra small.
Oh. Yeah.
Number two on this list says, back when I was 9 years old, I was so excited on Christmas morning that I ran into my mom and dad's room excited to open presents. Unfortunately, as I was running, I tripped over a rug, fell forward, and smashed my teeth against my parents' bedpost.
Oh, God. Oh, it hurts right now just even thinking about it.
Blood was everywhere. I lost two teeth, luckily both baby teeth, and fractured my adult incisor. I had to wait 6 hours in the hospital for a specialist to arrive. I didn't get to open any of my presents, and I had to drink my Christmas dinner through a straw.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's odd for me. I'd like that
baby.
A lot, though.
Oh, you just want to blend it all up,
I don't
huh?
like chewing very
yeah,
much.
Okay.
But anyway, they had to drink their Christmas dinner through a straw. It says, we still have the bedpost with three teeth marks in it.
Oh, God.
You can still see the teeth marks.
I felt like I was just kind of enshrined in the house forever.
We'll never forget that Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's the all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Classic.
You know?
It's that kid.
And the number one biggest Christmas disaster story, according to this survey, says, my boyfriend of less than 4 months joined my family for Christmas 1 year. My last gift was from him. It was a box with a diamond ring inside.
What?
Remember, this is a 4-month relationship. It says, when I opened it, he asked me to marry him.
No.
Oh.
No, in front of your whole family after 4 months.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do it, but after 4 months.
I mean, I thought it was kind of crazy that he was already spending the holidays with you.
Yeah. It says, I was completely shocked, and all I could think was, it's too early. But as I was gathering my thoughts, my mother excitedly screamed, yes, yes, she will.
No.
The mom said yes.
So the parents are desperate.
Yeah.
Take her.
It says afterwards, I had to take him outside and break the news that I don't think that we were at that stage yet.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He cried and went home, and then we broke up after that over text message.
Oh,
I don't think that you
no.
could. I mean, the relationship isn't going to last after a moment like that.
Yeah. That's bad.
Well, at least the mom was excited.
Yeah. I wonder how she broke the news to her mom.
Yeah. Text in at 78592. What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Oh, man.
Text us 78592. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.